China has been actively promoting the establishment of the free trade area of the Asia-Pacific. However, some are suggesting the FTAP is China's way of offsetting the U.S.-initiated Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, to which China is not a member. Robert Milliner, a senior business advisor for the Australian government, says the FTAP proposal still holds significant interest for APEC countries, even those who are signatories to the TPP. He suggests once the U.S. election is over in November, the FTAP is likely to be a major focus.
Once we get through this cycle, what I'd like to hope is that people will concentrate on the really fundamental issues here, which is that free trade in the Asia-Pacific region has been realised for many years as benefiting all of the economies in the Asia-Pacific region. Regional integration is perceived to have been of benefit for many economies in the Asia-Pacific region, and we must keep those goals in mind as we walk through what are some difficult periods in global economies.
Milliner says he believes the forthcoming G20 Leaders Summit in Hangzhou will be critical to getting the world's major economies on board with a plan to increase global GDP by 2% by 2018.
And that's a very important commitment. Quite often people criticise it and say that in the current economy 2% is too much, it won't be reached. On the other hand, it's very important to recognise that by having an aspirational target, governments are more likely to make the steps that are necessary to drive forward economic growth.
Milliner also says the Business Advisor Group is also bringing forth a number of important recommendations connected to SMEs, digital trade, innovation and entrepreneurship to the G20 session in Hangzhou.
And those areas are areas that China plays a very important role in. It's very much the new trade investment cycle, and APEC itself has also picked up some of these concepts, particularly on the digital economy.
The APEC Business Advisory Council meeting in Shenzhen is wrapping up this Thursday. For CRI, I'm Yu Honglin.